Major developments today in the Enron case. A federal judge has agreed in principle to a plea deal for the wife of the company's former chief financial officer, Andrew Fastow. That could clear the way for a plea agreement with Fastow himself. If that happens, prosecutors expect him to cooperate with the investigation, but negotiations are still underway. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
For 2 years, Justice Department prosecutors have systematically built their Enron investigation from the bottom up like a pyramid. Any deal with Andrew Fastow brings the government closer to the energy company's two top executives, Enron CEO Jeff Skilling and Chairman Ken Lay. Today, a federal judge tentatively approved a plea agreement that would send Fastow's wife, Lee, to prison for 5 months. That would be the precursor to a deal with Fastow himself that could send him to prison for 10 years and fine him as much as $20 million. And the deal may well involve Fastow cooperating with prosecutors. For the Fastows, a key to their guilty pleas was that their prison terms not overlap so that one parent could be home with their two sons. Outside the federal courthouse in Houston, Lee Fastow's lawyer, Mike DeGuerin, explained that condition was a deal breaker.
You'd have to be a mother to fully understand. She has two children at home, 5 and 8, and 5 months works. Anything more than that doesn't. If Andy, her husband, has to go to jail sometime, we don't want the children to be without parents. And so, for reasons I don't want to go too much into right now, 5 months is just the, will work and only will work.
There was one hitch, however, and that was whether the federal court could wrap up its pre-sentencing investigation of Lee Fastow quickly enough so that she could get started and be done with her 5 months in prison before her husband began his prison term. In fact, at first, U.S. District Court Judge David Hittner turned down the government's plea agreement with Lee because the minimum sentence for the 6 counts of conspiracy and filing false tax returns she's accused of is actually 10 months. Chris Bebel is a former federal prosecutor whose specialty is white-collar crime. Bebel says there is often this tension between federal judge and federal prosecutor in these kinds of situations.
Most federal judges view themselves as the ultimate authorities in their courtroom. When federal prosecutors present a judge a plea agreement which limits his discretion, there are oftentimes objections that are raised by the court.
But this afternoon, lawyers for the Fastows were meeting with prosecutors to try to resolve the logistics. Bebel says that if they're successful and Fastow pleads guilty and agrees to cooperate with the government, it will be a major victory for the Enron task force and a big step in their investigation of the company's top executives.
The government's primary objective was to secure a conviction of Andrew Fastow. The government has just reeled in a whopper. The government is now setting its sights on the whales. There's two whales out there, Skilling and Lay.
If the Fastow plea agreements go forward, the government's next immediate target is Enron Chief Accounting Officer Richard Causey, who could be charged later this week. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.